Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
There are tense exchanges in the Dáil today about the RTE Investigates revelation that the state denied up to 12,000 people their disability payment. This, of course, follows on from the controversy about the use of a legal strategy aimed at containing potential state liability on private nursing home charges. Well, we're going to speak to Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty about all of this in just a moment. But first, we haven't heard from any affected families in all of this until now, because we received this email from a listener, just one of the families embroiled in this controversy. And the listener said, "Good evening. I'm feeling outraged right now at these revelations. I applied in 2006 for a nursing home refund scheme on behalf of my mother, who died in 2004. She spent 6 years in nursing homes from 1998 to 2004. I received a decision from the HSE 18 months after her death to say my claim was denied. She needed specialised care as she had Alzheimer's, and due to the fact that there were no public beds available. This caused a lot of stress. The decision letter stated that we were not entitled to a refund because our mother was resident in a private nursing home. I'm feeling so let down by our government," said the listener. Well, I spoke to this listener a little earlier on. We're going to call her Anne for the purposes of the programme today. And I asked her firstly about her late mother.
My mum, she had early onset Alzheimer's in her 50s. So 1997, our dad passed away. And she was about, I think she was 61 at the time, and she was quite progressed in Alzheimer's to the sense that she didn't know her dad passed away. And she also suffered from seizures where she would black out. So it got to the point where it was dangerous for her to be at home after a couple of years of being minded at home and all that. So we made the decision to try and find a nursing home, you know, that would take Alzheimer's patient. I did contact the HSE and there were no public beds available because we were looking for an Alzheimer's ward bed. So we were told there was nothing available. So we did eventually find a place. We did get a subvention from the HSE at the time, but all her, basically while she was at home, before she went into the home, we had to apply for disability allowance because she was financially dependent on her dad, but she was too young to get a widow's non-contributory pension. So she was on disability allowance and that was her only income. She was a medical card holder and all that. So she was out in the home for about 4 years. So the HSE kind of took her disability allowance and subsidised the rest, but then there was always a shortfall because the nursing home would increase its fees, and so we had to look after all that. I remember that the nursing home would increase its fees to the point that it became stressful, just trying to keep on top of the payments. Eventually, our mother, she kind of deteriorated quite rapidly, you know, to the point that she needed kind of more specialised care for her state. You know, she was completely immobile and bedridden and all that. And we needed to move her. But then again, I contacted the HSE for an Alzheimer's bed and they said there was nothing available. So there was a new nursing home that opened up. So we decided to see if we could get her a bed in there.
No. So you ended up in a private nursing home, or your mother did rather. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was there for the last 9 months of her life. Even though it was a private nursing home at the time she was in that private nursing home, she was entitled to the widow's non-contributory pension. So that was used towards paying the private nursing home, and then whatever shortfall, it was paid. So we were just happy to have her in a place where she was getting proper care and taken care of.
So when you say the shortfall was paid, the family then was paying the shortfall of anything above her widow's contributory pension.
Which I do have invoices from the nursing home that she, the last one that she was in, and it was a lot more than her, say, her pension would have been. So I think I would have been the one that was paying the shortfall.
And was that difficult for you or whoever was trying to get that money together every week?
All I can remember is it was very, very stressful. I was living abroad the first few years before she went to the private nursing home, and I was over and back a lot trying to make sure she was being taken care of and financially everything was being looked after. So yeah, it was just very stressful. I remember being on the phone to the HSE at one stage, kind of begging them to find her somewhere.
And did you ever then go back to the government or the state and say, you know, my mother was a medical card holder, you couldn't provide her with a public bed, so she had to go to a private nursing home. Can I please get a refund, or ask, are we entitled to a refund?
I did apply in 2000 and was it 2006 when the nursing home refund scheme came out. I did send in an application for it. My mother had passed away in 2004, so this was the following year. And they sent me a reply a year and a half later to say that my claim was rejected because our mother was in a private nursing home. It wasn't considered a long stay maintenance, care maintenance.
And I don't know, would that have made a big difference to you at that point in your life to be able to get that refund?
Well, I mean, the reason why I was kind of I got in touch with the show was because it was a constant battle. Like, all of her income was taken all the time. And at the end of the day, she was entitled to, you know, free nursing home care.
So what did you think then, given all those stressful years that you've gone through, when you heard the story breaking on Monday?
A bit kind of angry, I suppose, or just felt disappointed at how the government tried to make it difficult and wasn't making it easy for people to get a refund or even the possibility of it. And yeah, I just thought it was a bit sly is what I'd probably term it. And yeah, I thought it was very unfair to our mother, to be honest, you know.
I know that it's been already speculated over the last couple of days that a lot of people who are hearing these stories will have questions themselves as to whether or not maybe they had a right or their loved ones had a right to care, or funded care, fully funded care that they didn't get. And and also wondering, a lot of people wondering, will there be a case going to court now? Because that hasn't happened yet. Have you considered whether or not you want to see, do you have a legal case here?
Well, I'd like to kind of maybe look into it, but I know going to the courts is not easy. So the reason why when I got the decision letter in 2007, I didn't appeal it because just the thought of trying to, you know, fight for something would have been too stressful, I think, at the time.
And that, it appears from some of the documents that have been released, that was the bet the state was making, is that a lot of people wouldn't go to court.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So I think it'd be right to say you've contacted a solicitor just to maybe send on documents and see what they think.
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah.
And our thanks to that Drive Time listener for getting in touch and telling us her family story a little earlier on. We're, of course, going to keep in touch with her and see how she gets on with all of that. We're joined now from our Dáil studio by Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty. And you're welcome, Piers, to the programme this evening. I might first get your reaction to what we heard there from our listeners. They said we're going to call her Anne just for the purposes of the programme. I'm sure there's a lot of people in her situation listening to what's come out over the last couple of days and wondering, does it affect me too?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where this needs to be basically focused and anchored on. At the end of the day, it's people like Anne, it's their families. It's, as we know from the Ombudsman's report, people who had to make very serious sacrifices, people who had to sell property, others who had to work on well beyond retirement age, people who went with very, very little, because remember, people who were on medical cards were means tested. So they were some of the lowest income families in the state in the first instance, and basically had to go without so much to try and foot these bills, which we now know that there was a strategy at the very centre of government to ensure that people weren't able to get their rights, weren't able to have their day in court, were prevented you know, at the point where documents would have to be released by the department in relation to cases that were taken, and the state gambling on the fact that because so many people are probably in a vulnerable situation, that many cases wouldn't come forward. And I think that's, now, you know, it's air chattering for these families today, you know, when they think back of what their family sacrificed. And we got messages from people, and I'm sure other TDs are getting them as well, you know, just telling stories, and it's not acceptable. And today's revelations are worse, in my view, if they could be any worse, because, you know, for people out there, for families out there who have children or loved ones with disabilities, what they have learned today in very black and white terms is that the government preyed on the vulnerability of these individuals, preyed on their disabilities, knew, as the Taoiseach said today, that they didn't have a leg to stand on in relation to denying them their state payments. But despite the fact that the government was alerted in 2009 of this, including Micheál Martin, who currently serves in this government, they developed a strategy that would prevent people from getting their payments that they were entitled to. We know that the government were alerted again in 2011, the Fine Gael and Labour government. We know from the memo, the secret memo, that there was another report prepared for government after the memo that we have released. So we know all of that. But for now 13 years of Fine Gael and government, for example, they didn't do anything about this here until these secret documents were...
At this point, Piers, it is not clear, is it, exactly who knew what and when. That is not clear. Like, even that memo that you're referring to in 2011, we know it went to some senior ministers. We don't know if all senior ministers, for example, in 2011 saw that or were aware of what was happening. I just want to go
but
back...
But we do know, and I think it's really important, and this is what's hurtful, is because government have to act on the interest of citizens. And really, the test of a government is how they protect the most vulnerable. Those most vulnerable were people with disabilities who had to go into institutional homes, who had to be cared for the state. We know, and this is without doubt now, we know that the government of 2011 and 2009 were aware of this strategy, were aware that they didn't have a legal leg to stand on, and continued to deny them to deny the payments. We know in 2011 that a number of senior ministers were informed. We need to see further documents to see who else was informed. But this is a serious, serious problem, and I think there's a lot of hurt out there. The fact that, you know, parties like Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, and indeed the Labour Party, who were in government along with the PDs during these periods, were aware of this and actually preyed on the vulnerabilities, preyed on the fact it's written here black and white that, you know, that there's, if a few more cases come forward, we will settle them on a case by case basis. Yes. But if the floodgates open, they say they'll set up a redress scheme and give the money back. They were betting, they were gambling on these vulnerable people not taking action against the state, and they were sitting around cabinet tables knowing that they were doing wrong to these individuals.
Sorry, I'm going to have to stop you there, because we don't know who was sitting around the cabinet table and who knew what. So we can't lump everyone in here together at this point. All we know is that some senior ministers were given a memo outlining the strategy that the state had in 2011 when it came to the disability payments.
And that is as much as
we know at this point.
And I accept that that is the case both for the Fianna Fáil and PD government in 2009 and again in 2011. And that's why we need all of the information in relation to this. But the fact that senior ministers did know about this, because the issue here isn't who knew what and when. We now know that senior ministers at senior level knew about this, and a strategy was developed. And there are serious, serious questions and a lot of hurt that a cold, callous, heartless strategy could be developed in relation to the
and
most vulnerable
in the
state. And
that was put to the Taoiseach by your party leader in the Dáil as well today. And the Taoiseach said the government has a responsibility to do what's right and good and to protect the taxpayer as well as citizens.
And let me say back to the Taoiseach that the taxpayer is also the person who has a profound disability, who their family weren't able to care for them and had to be cared for by the state. And it is clear from these documents here that individual had a legal right to be paid the disabled person's maintenance allowance. That became clear to a number of ministers during this period, and they decided to do nothing about it. That is cold, that is callous, that is heartless, that is completely wrong. It shouldn't be accepted or tolerated in any society, and as I said, any family with somebody, a loved one who has got a disability, whether they're in a home or not, I think will be hurt with the fact that our government have done this.
Okay, so can we take it then that if Sinn Féin leads the next government, and if there's a general election anytime soon, that you will reimburse the billions of euro that might be outstanding for both the historic private nursing home fees and also these disability allowances?
Well, let me be clear about this here. The legal entitlements of citizens has to be upheld. And therefore, I don't imagine that we will be waiting for a next general election for this to be resolved. The Taoiseach admitted today, and he's admitted today because these secret documents and these secret strategies have been now published and are laid bare for all of the public to see, that they now have to review this issue. Of course, they're going to have to make right the wrongs that happened over those successive governments. So that's without question. And what I would like to believe that if Sinn Féin were in government, we would have put the interests of those individuals first and foremost. If they had a legal entitlement to these payments, then the payment should have been paid.
Right,
if they were denied
we know
those legal entitlement, then a redress scheme should be that was fair, should have been established, and that's now what needs to be done.
And the Taoiseach is holding up his hands today when it comes to the disability allowance payments. He said that it is clear there was a legal entitlement. The state, as you said, he said, doesn't have a leg to stand on when it comes to these disability allowance payments. But he said they're very different from the other story that we heard 2 days ago or 3 days ago that was broken in the Mail on Sunday in relation to the private nursing home charges, that it simply isn't the case that the government of the day knew that they were illegal, that it has never been proven that they were illegal.
Well, let me be clear on this here, and that you're absolutely right that the Taoiseach is holding up his hands, but the question needs to be asked, why didn't he hold up his hands 12 years ago?
Well, we don't know if he knew.
Now, hold on, Piers, we don't know if he knew anything about this
12 years ago.
But that is the question, because I can read from you from the memo in relation to that the government will be informed, a separate memorandum will be submitted to government following consideration of further legal advices. So we need to know in relation to this here. He did tell us yesterday, after telling News Talk, that he wasn't aware of the memo. He then told us that he was briefed on the memo. Now he's saying that he was only briefed in a part of the memo, which is the nursing home, and wasn't briefed on the disability, even though that both issues are actually contained within the 2011 memo. So we do need all of the questions answered. We do need all of the documentation provided. But even if the minister didn't know, even if he didn't personally know, his senior members of his government knew at that time.
Minister for Transport at that time, the Taoiseach. To be clear on what we're talking about.
He was a member of that government, and there is collective responsibility at Cabinet in relation to that. So there were senior members of Fine Gael who were aware of this at the time, and those questions need to be answered. Now, the question you put to me in terms of that there's a difference between both of them, the strategies were very similar. The strategy in relation to nursing homes was that there is a risk to the state, and again, it's written in black and white in these secret memos, there's a risk to the state if they get to the point of discovery, which is that if the department has to hand over the documents. So the strategy was developed that anybody who was taking a case before we have to hand over documents settle the case.
Yeah.
The point of the government here was they did not want this to be tested in court, because if it was tested in court, they recognised that there was a risk that thousands of other people would have to be paid also. And that's a flawed strategy. It's
All right.
heartless strategy. It is one that should never have happened.
All
if
right.
there is a legal issue, if they're so confident that they didn't need to pay it, they should have allowed these to go to court. Let the judges decide this matter.
Well,
if there was a legal entitlement...
They may well now decide this matter,
well,
because we may
can,
well see some of these cases coming to court.
Well, you can see also in the documents that they preyed on the statute of limitations, which exist in terms of nursing homes, that you can't take cases after 6 years. But actually they point out the risk in relation to disabilities, that there is no statute of limitations because of the mental capacity in relation to some of these individuals. And again, that speaks to the real, real heartlessness of this strategy.
Piers Doherty, thank you very much for joining us.